We will catch up with Jim Scanlon here before he heads off. Coach, first of all, not the way we thought this game would end, but a great second period by your team. What do you attribute that success in the second period?
Well, first of all, apologize for being a little late. Just had to go through the whole testing procedure when they come back, and just remind them to do everything they can to keep their bubbles as small as they can while they're at home. And so it just took a little extra time there. You know, it was a good hockey game, Kelly. It was really a fun game to be a part of on the bench. Just the way we played, I was really, really proud of our effort. Again, I thought we were better in a lot of areas than, you know, what we talked about, you know, coming from yesterday to today. The second period was tremendous. To score three goals like that was fun to see, and some really nice goals. And I thought the second period was certainly our best period of the weekend. And you know, disappointing not being able to hold it down. But obviously, you know, they get a power play goal, you know, to tie it, and then you know, we got caught, and again, just, you know, you could just tell the legs weren't there. The effort was certainly there. That's what I told them. You guys were doing everything you could, but when you have no gas and you got no legs, that's tough. So, you know, credit Mankato. They got a puck to the net, and Meshuggah made a play and got it in the net. So, we gave ourselves some good looks at the end, and we almost tied it up. So, again, all in all, really, really proud of our group, proud of the effort in terms of our compete, and you know, going. Again, just the adversity that we've had to go through, you know, just like we've talked before, the lack of playing time that we've had, you know, disappointed with the result, but boy, it was a fun game to be a part of.
It was just fun to be at a hockey game. Again, after talking with the few players that I've talked to over the interviews I've had so far, everybody said the same thing. You just can't take any of this for granted. They're very thankful to be out there on the ice and to be able to play. And, Coach, I know for you, you get ready for that second half. You got lots of hockey to look forward to.
Well, we hope so.
Hopefully, yeah. We're going to keep our fingers crossed and knock on wood while we can. What do you expect out of that second half if it goes through without any hiccups?
Yeah, well, that's number one. You know, come back, you know, healthy and COVID-free, I guess. You know, it's going to be, again, just the timing of it. You're going to we're not going to have a whole lot of prep time going into the series, but you know, that's all right. You know, I think they'll just be excited to get going, and then it's a bit of a. I think it's eight weekends out of nine that we're playing. So, it'll be nice to get into that routine. It'll be nice to kind of get more on equal footing. Obviously, everybody's going to kind of start from the same situation, and it'll be tough. You know, we open up with the number three ranked team in the country at Ohio State, and then we'll get these Mavericks in our building. And it's going to be a sprint. So, like I said before, every game is going to be really, really important.
Coach, have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and hopefully I get to see you guys in Columbus.
Absolutely, Kelly. You and Schulze, enjoy your weekend down here, and you guys have a Merry Christmas as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show.